Do you ever stress over how to get more and perhaps even better online reviews for your practice? Does it irritate you that your practice even needs to ask for reviews? I mean, shouldn't it be commonplace that your patients would want to send those? I mean, if you worry about that, you are absolutely not alone. In this video, I'll discuss not one, but seven effective ways to generate or boost online reviews of your clinic quickly and easily. That's the important part. All, of course, with the desired effect to generate more online-derived reviews from your patients. I'm Dr. Chris Tomczyk, CEO of HealthSource, which is America's Chiropractor, and you're watching the Chiropractor Solution Channel, which is a video series that we put together to help you grow your chiropractic practice, and, of course, your career, both professionally and personally. So hello and welcome. And before we dive in, make sure you're subscribed to this channel so that you can continue receiving these videos. And please, please, please give us a thumbs up when you're done watching it. That makes it easier for other chiropractors to find this content, and that's valuable. So, online reviews. Wow. The mere thought of these things can be, you know, can be exhausting. Trying to get over 100 or more great reviews, which is critical, that's tiring to most chiropractors because most don't know how to do that. In fact, most ECs have no idea how to even get started other than to tape up a piece of paper asking your patients, you know, hey, please leave us a review. Well, that's better than nothing, barely, but it's not a great program at all. So I interact, like you, with a lot of business owners outside chiropractic pretty much every single day. Most do not have a solid strategy in place to create or spur or generate more online reviews. I mean, everyone knows that you need them, but few docs have a well-thought-out plan. Few business people have a well-thought-out plan. Do you? Is it working? How many reviews do you have today, as of today? Do you know this metric? Do you track it? You need to. Do you have a goal of how many total reviews you will have at the end of this quarter? Do you monitor this goal? I mean, who reads all your reviews in your office? Because they need to be read, checked, and checked daily. You or someone else? How often do you check your reviews? What do you do if you get one that is less than stellar? Well, okay, that was a ton of questions I shot at you in rapid fire succession, many of which you've probably have no answer for. And guess what? That's okay. We'll get you those answers today in this video so that if you put in just a little time, you'll soon have a solid strategy that can significantly boost your online reviews, which of course, that will definitely increase your online derived new patients, which is kind of the goal. In HealthSource, our offices with the most amount of great reviews consistently generate more online new patients than the clinics with less reviews. This is important for you to know because this is transferable to your practice. So I'm curious, did you notice in your practice a boost in new patient appointments at a certain level of online reviews? It needs to be tracked. I mean, as always, I welcome your feedback and opinions in the comments below on this and any other topic, and I look forward to hearing from you. Let's do a deep dive on a seven-step strategy you can use in your practice, like starting today, to generate more and better online reviews. And again, you can initiate this thing today, shall we? All right, in no particular order, here are the seven steps to create more and better online reviews. You'll want to take notes so that you can implement these steps into your clinic as soon as possible. So step number one, educate your patients on how to leave reviews and do it at the right time. It's kind of like two things, actually. Pay special attention to the ending of that sentence. Timing is crucial. Do it too soon, you're going to alienate or turn off your patients entirely, wait too long, and the likelihood of them doing it, well, it falls off the cliff. So how do you educate your patients on how to leave a review? This is actually quite simple. It's easy. In fact, it's the easiest of the seven steps. Have a small, perhaps maybe a 4x6 cardstock, like a handout, if you will, like a postcard. It needs to be given to your patients at the right time, and printing it with a glossy finish, and it's got to be hard cardstock, that increases the chances the patient are actually going to bring it home and look at it. By the way, you want your patients to leave the reviews from home or work, not your office, so that it doesn't originate from your Wi-Fi. Yes, this makes a big difference, believe it or not. So on the card, you simply begin with a headline such as, our number one goal is to give you the very best service and results that you've ever experienced anywhere. If you're happy with the care here and you love how you're being treated, please follow the steps below to leave us an online review. It only takes a few minutes, and we'd be forever grateful for your dedication. That's sort of the headline. So underneath the headline, which should be in large font, and then you simply list the steps on leaving a Google review, perhaps a Yelp review, and any other review platforms that are being utilized in your area. You can also, if you have someone handy that is tech savvy, you can have a QR code printed on the card that takes them right to the review site for your practice. This is talking about over-delivering. This is doing it. It makes it so easy for your patients to leave a great review. They'll be happy you made it even easier, and that can affect the quality of the review as well. This is just one more way you can over-deliver. So have you done this step? Has it worked? Tell me about it in the comments below. Now, when to hand your patients this card is really important. Usually it's done within the first 2 weeks of care, such as when your patient tells you they're feeling so much better. This is one of the optimal times to hand them that referral review card. Now, step number two, strategy number two, provide an awesome patient experience on every single visit. You hear this your entire career, but it needs to be done. Think of how it's done at a typical doctor's office or at a blood lab. You know, you've got that ridiculous opaque sliding glass partition door that separates the front desk specialist from the patients. It's opaque, so you can't see it. You can't see what they're doing. They don't have to look at you. I mean, it sounds like they're really happy to see you, doesn't it? Well, that would be strike one. On a future visit video, I'm going to dive into a myriad of ways on how to improve your patients' experiences on every single visit. For today, know that it is critical for getting great reviews. It's hypercritical. Strategy number three. Optimize your practice's listing on each online review platform. This is a bit technical, okay? So I'd recommend that you outsource this to a professional or a service that knows what they're doing. It's also a critical step. If your practice listings are not optimized, Google and other review platforms can penalize your outcome, making all the previous work you'd previously done in the first three steps inadequate to create the outcome you're trying to create, which is more new patients flocking to your practice, of course. Strategy number four, respond quickly to all negative reviews. Don't sit there with your feet in quicksand. Respond quickly. Let's face it. The old adage of you can't please everyone is true. And there are trolls out there that spend hours at a time leaving nasty reviews. Some of them have never even been to your practice. I'd wager most of them haven't. It's just what they do. And to ignore a negative review is not good. You can get penalized by the platforms if you don't act quickly. So when you respond, don't argue, do not defend. It looks terrible. That's what some people want you to do, and it ends up, you know, in a long thread that just looks bad for you in your practice. Handle it professionally and offer to meet with them to discuss and correct. Has a troll ever left your review? How did you handle it? Strategy number five, step number five, task someone in your office to monitor your online presence daily. It only takes a few minutes, guys. So don't stress over wasted time. And this is time well spent. In fact, I'd put it on your front desk specialist lists of daily activities for a certain time of the day, such as 12:30. They merely check the various platforms and respond when necessary. And this is important. Respond not just to the negative reviews, but also the great reviews. It's fast, it's often fun, and it's necessary. Step number six, ask for a review in a survey that you can send to your patients. You can email them a simple survey, or you can even hand them one in the office. I prefer email or text because you can include a hyperlink to the various platforms, making it very simple for them. The survey is also easy. Ask them what they like about your service, what they'd like to see in the future, and how you can make their experience perhaps even just a little bit better. I mean, at the end, ask them to use the hyperlink that you provide, if you're texting it or emailing, to leave you an online review or two. Perfect. All right, last strategy or step. Number seven, offer an incentive to a patient when they leave a review. I was in a kava bar a week and a half ago in Florida, and they had a really nice invitation to leave a review written on a chalkboard on the wall, like about a 5-foot by 4-foot chalkboard. But it was done well with colors and so forth. It was attractive. And at the end, they had this picture of a kava drink, and they said, simply leave us an online review and we'll give you a free 16-ounce kava cocktail. A kava cocktail, typically of that size, 16-ounce, costs about $12. What can you offer as an incentive? Perhaps an inexpensive ceramic and branded to your office coffee mug? You can have fun with this and change it up from time to time. Always make the incentive something they're going to keep and that it has your practice name or brand on it. By the way, the Kava Bar could have plussed their offer by giving the free Kava drink in a branded cup instead of one of those cheap disposable cups. But at least they were doing something. It's a great idea. I mean, even a cheap plastic cup is something most people would keep around as long as it's branded. So there you have it. seven surefire ways that will most definitely generate more and better online reviews. In HealthSource, every step of this process is handed off to the team, leaving you, the doctor, to do what your best and highest use is, right? The most valuable use of your time. Delegate this stuff to a trained team and create a ton more freedom in your life. If you found this video interesting and helpful, grab our free report for chiropractors at hsfranchising.com. It'll show you how to make 2022 the very, very best year that you've ever experienced. In 2021, we blew away our projections. That's Masala's strategy. So again, head over to hsfranchising.com, check out the videos, and check out the strategy we used in 2021. You'll love it. As always, I welcome your feedback and opinions on this topic in the comments below, and I look forward to hearing from you. Have a fantastic day. Take care.